Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. All those things I told you about in the last segment, all the different ways you can listen to the show in live or replay, an on-demand replay, a time-shifting capability that we give you, all that's found at our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the ability to subscribe to our newsletter, which you can time shift with as well, because we send it to you by email. You can read it whenever you want to. And that comes on Sunday by email, and also our blog. I hope you'll check it out too. And that's on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com, or go to jimsblog.biz. You can find it there as well. And we'll send that to you 5 days a week, or you can just come and get it whenever you want to. Also, you can find my books there, including my new book, 3 Minutes to Success, with a foreword by Arnold Palmer. Mr. Arnold Palmer provided the foreword for that for us, and we appreciate him doing that very much. Okay, I want to talk about the Small Business Survival Course and management fundamentals. That's the issue this week. And we've already talked about the financial aspect of managing your business in this course. We've already talked about the human resources part of it. And this week and probably next week, we're going to do management. Management is such a big topic that we're going to do a couple of weeks of that. And that's 2 or 3 days a week that I'm going to do this. The first topic today is trust. It could be argued that trust is the most important of all the management topics. And sadly, it seems apparently that it's not the most intuitive, but it should be. When you've got an organization, and I want to refer you to a book that you've heard me talk about. There probably is no book that I mention when the author is not on my show more than R.K.C. and Cuddy's book, Built on Trust. You've heard me talk about that so many times before. R.K.C.'s a great guy. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and Thomas Steading are the co-authors of that book. But that book really, you know, having been in the marketplace as long as I have, the things that Arky and Thomas say in that book really, really hit me between the eyes. And I believe it's such an important 21st century book because it talks about trust. It talks about how trust is the key to getting your organization working, to making sure that your teams are working, to making sure that your people are working together. And it's not just being trustworthy. You know, when we think of trust, trust has a classic meaning in that, you know, that I can trust you with information. I can trust you to be my friend. I can trust you to be honest, that sort of thing. It has the classic interpersonal definition. But Arky and Thomas take it another step, and they talk about trust as really a way of functioning, for teams to function. And they talk about using trust to make sure that if you and I talk about something in our businesses, and we're working together in business, and maybe we're in the same business, we're working in the same company, and I tell you I need something, we agree that I need it and that you're the person to get it for me. Arky says that trust is involved when you make a commitment to me and you say, okay, I'll have that for you by Friday before lunch. And so I proceed with what I'm doing, expecting you to deliver what you say you will deliver. And by before lunch on Friday, if I can trust you, you will do one of two things. You will either get back with me with what you promised, or you'll tell me why. Hopefully, in the best trusting situations, you will get back with me before that time if you can't do it. You won't wait until the delivered time, the ETA time. You won't wait until that time to tell me you can't do it, that you need more time. Hopefully by Thursday, you can see, you know what, this is not going to work. I'm not going to have enough time. I overstated my ability. I've run into something that I didn't expect, whatever it might be. And you let me know. You give me a little bit of a heads up. You say, hey, here's where we are on this one. I can't do it by tomorrow. And then I might say, well, you know what? My schedule has changed. I'm okay if I can have it by Monday. And all that happened was you told me you were trustworthy. You told me the truth about the project. And then you found out from me that you have more time than you thought. Happens all the time. And so trust is about making a commitment and sticking to that commitment, following through, making a promise and making it happen. And in the absence of making it happen, letting people know why it didn't happen. That's part of trust. So that I know that if I'm going to get my job done, I can't do my job without your contribution. And I know that as I work through my week, I'm not worried about you doing what you say you will do. And if somehow, you know, none of us can always deliver everything that we said. None of us can do that. We all have times when things come up and we fall short. That's not an indictment, folks, of any of us. It happens to everyone. The indictment happens when I don't come to you in before it's due and say, or I wait to the last minute to tell you that I'm not going to be able to do it, or worse, I don't even get back with you. I don't even show up. I don't even appear to maybe I'd act like I don't care. And that is a total trust breakdown when that happens. And that's when companies start becoming dysfunctional. It's because it's not just the fact that the goods didn't get delivered. The information wasn't available that was promised. It's worse than that. Not only do I not have what was promised, not only if I'm the person, not only did I not deliver what I promised, but now we've got a situation where you can't trust me anymore. And that's worse. And when that is allowed to proliferate around an organization, that's when the organization becomes dysfunctional. We're going to talk about that a little bit more and some other issues, management issues, right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and talking about trust as a management fundamental in this Small Business Survival course that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, and as we're going to continue to talk about during the week for the next few weeks as we get through some of these things. Next week we're going to talk a little bit more about management. Week after that, I think we do technology. The week after that, I think we're talking politics, I think. And anyway, we've got a number of different topics that are all part of the Small Business Survival course. And I want to continue on trust a little bit. And this is a little bit different kind of trust. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to touch on what I was talking about last segment just a little bit more. And that is this trust between organizations. Remember me talking about fiefdoms? I think I talked a little bit about fiefdoms last time. The organizations that get a little bit, once they start growing a little bit, as your small business starts growing a little bit, then you're going to wind up having departments, right? You're going to have an accounting department. You're going to have the warehouse. You're going to have the sales organization. whatever departments you might be getting into. What happens is people are, you know, animals are very territorial, aren't they? They stake their little claims. They make they spot their little corners. This is my territory, you know. Don't step over into my turf, that kind of thing. We get very possessive and of very possessive of our little territories, our little part of the world. And when you allow things like that to happen as a manager, when you allow those kinds of silos, sometimes people call them, I call them fiefdoms. And when you allow those kind of fiefdoms to happen, R.K.C. and Cuddy, in his book Built on Trust, he calls it us versus them attitudes. And what that is where not only have I walled off my little corner of this building, but there's actually a competition between me and your organization, between my little fiefdom, my silo, and or us and them, or your fiefdom or your silo. It's the accounting against the salespeople. It's the salespeople against the warehouse. It's the warehouse against everybody, whatever it might be. If you've been around, you've seen what I'm talking about. When you have those kinds of situations, you've got an organization that's not built on trust. And if that happens, it's nobody's fault but yours as a manager. It's your fault because you've allowed those things to happen. If you ever see that kind of thing happening, you got to stop it immediately. As Barney Fife once said, you got to nip it in the bud, not let that happen. And how you do that is you make sure that each department understands that, look, accounting, you don't have anything to account for, and therefore not a job if salespeople aren't successful. Mr. Warehouseman, you don't have anything to deliver or to move around because we can't buy any products or deliver to any customers if salespeople don't make it happen. And sales folks, we can't deliver what you sell, and you therefore can't get commission if we can't get it out the door properly and fill the orders the right way to make the customers happy. It's a team effort. Everybody has to pull together. There cannot be any us versus them. There are no silos. There are no fiefdoms in this organization. You have to be prepared to say that, folks. You have to be, and you have to lead that way as you lead your business. You have to lead that way. You have to be able to say, to see these things happening. When someone comes to you with a complaint, maybe it's a customer. Sometimes, believe it or not, the customer exposes these things to you. And you find out that the reason something didn't get done was not because you didn't have the goods, not because the truck wasn't running, not because we didn't understand what the customer wanted, but because somebody has got an attitude about somebody else, and they just didn't do it. That person chose to do a little passive-aggressive thing and not do their job because they were getting back. They were spiting, so to speak. The other person, they're both in the same organization. They both work for you. I know it sounds preposterous. It happens all the time. And so what you have to do, this is all part of the trust issue. You have to make your organization, everybody in your organization, understand that, yes, you are an accountant or a salesperson or purchasing or whatever it might be. And yes, you may have people in your organization who do the same thing as you, and you've got a manager maybe even in that organization. But nobody is more important than anybody else. And if you got a problem with anybody, that's your business, but it better not hurt our company. If it does, then you know you're not going to be allowed to work here anymore. And you've got to make sure your people know that they have to trust each other, but each department has to be trustworthy. And that means they have to deliver, they have to perform, and they have to do what they say they're going to do. But they do that because you've explained to them, you've trained them, and you've shown them the example of how the whole organization has to work as a team, not just individual teams protecting their own turf. That's the way to think about trust. 29 after, right back with our good friend Russell Brown, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.